This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, July 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to remind you the summer sale is going on at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's representative contacted me, explained that he's building a new state-of-the-art warehouse out there in Minnesota. And they want to sell all the old inventory out of the old warehouse before Labor Day. Getting ready to start putting new products into the new warehouse. State-of-the-art, dust-free environment, technology, even some robots doing certain things that it's too difficult for humans to do. The new wind tunnels the semis will be backing into, getting vacuumed out as they bump the docks. I'm excited. I can't wait to see the new warehouse in action. Very simply, go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. My opinion, you got to get a set of the new MyPillow 2.0s, Giza Dream Sheets, and towels. That's a bare minimum. Throw in some slippers. You got an old, soft, lumpy mattress. Get a mattress topper. Don't buy a new mattress. Put it all in the cart. See how much it is. Go to checkout. $1,000. 50, 60, 70, 80% off free shipping if you use the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word. No space. Hit apply. See how much you can get it down to. We also have an 800 number. If you text me MP for MyPillow, I'll text you the website, promo code, and the 800 number. If you want to place your order over the phone, this number will connect you to a Trucker Randy promo code operator. The discount will automatically be in there. Hit apply. See how much savings you get. Some items, 80% off, 70%, 60%, minimum 50% off. Save a ton of money. Help him sell out the inventory of the old warehouse. As a matter of fact, if you send me my pillow, I'll include the meme of Donald Trump's, the little gauze protective patch he's got over his right ear. Well, somebody came up with a MyPillow over his ear. Sent it to me. I think Phyllis did. Others sent it to me. I'll send you that picture as well. just text me MyPillowMP. I need an MP from you. I'll send you the meme. I'll send you the link to the website, the promo code, and the 800 toll-free number. Shop away. Let's help him clean out the old warehouse. We're excited. More and more counties holding endorsement conventions across the state of Michigan. Contrary to being told what they can and can't do by the state party, they're not listening. Why? Because county parties have their own autonomy. They're independent. They can do whatever they want. Well, one of those counties, Crawford County, the chair is Dan Bonomy. When they replaced the previous vice chair for the state party, Dan was Christina Crammel's vice chair. Running for supervisor re-election in Beaver Creek Township, Crawford County, coming on in the next segment. We'll have him on. What did they do in Crawford County last night? Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line, a traveling man. He's on the road Dan Bonomy. He is the current chair of Crawford County Republican Party, supervisor of Beaver Creek Township, running for re-election. Good morning, Dan.
How you doing, Randy?
Good, good, good. Down at your event there, kind of moderating it for you with the candidates, precinct delegates, the general public. You then, the next night, last night, held a convention with your delegates. Tell us what happened down there in Crawford County.
We did. We had an endorsement convention last night. And I will tell you, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, she is a superstar. Unanimous support from Crawford County Republican Party. It was a great feat for her. We're going to definitely back her 100%. The congressional battle was Josh Saul by every single delegate that showed up. Amazing gentleman. He's going to do great for us in Washington. And in our House race, that backed Christian Marcus was the outcome of that. I believe he was unanimous also from the delegates that attended. Definitely, we want to back true conservative Republicans in our area, and these people have shown that that's what they are.
Now, with regards to the local races, the county commissioners and the prosecutor, the sheriff, your race, supervisor, trustees, give us a quick rundown of that as well.
So Dorothy Frederick was endorsed. She's the only county commissioner that we've got that's being challenged. We only worked on the races that there was a challenger on. So
Sure. Definitely
Dorothy Frederick is the lady. She is doing amazing things. She's pushed through our Second Amendment. She's working on constitutional county. She is helping me personally as a supervisor, and her are the lead for the broadband initiative, trying to get 95% of our community broadband with a $12 million grant we're applying for currently. She's done an amazing job in there. And they did back me also in the supervisor race. Of course, it probably wasn't too hard a decision based on the competitor that coming after me is none other than the person I removed from office when I won in 2020 that had such problems with our books. Family members that were dipping in and taking extra time on their time cards and different things that came up that were never prosecuted. There was all kinds of issues in our township. That's what brought me to give up what I was doing to fix things within my community, because I can tell you right now it cost me six figures to go help them.
Sure.
But the race that I do want to bring to everybody's attention is the clerk for Beaver Creek Township, Sandy Baudette. This lady has brought hand counts. She had an audit, probably one of the only audits that I would consider a true audit of the election from 2022 when we had discrepancies with the machines. She had the Secretary of State, Attorney General's Office, Bureau of Elections come in, and I watched them. They came to Beaver Creek Township twice after we did our hand counts. And then she also went to down to Lansing and took the ballots down there, and they ran them through high-speed readers. They put them on big screen TVs, and they went ballot by ballot, picking apart and trying to figure out what the discrepancies were. And I will tell you, she has illegally been removed from the ballot by our county clerk. 5 days after the challenge deadline, somebody challenged without even having a sworn affidavit. She pulled her from the ballot. And we got bad advice from an attorney. She gave, she didn't give us all the reasoning and information needed to go challenge it at the Bureau of Elections. So our attorney told her to write and give her 5 days to give that information. And what happened was the Bureau of Elections on day three said, sorry, you only have a 3-day window to challenge this. We can't help you. So she was removed from the ballot for having one extra signature. The Bureau of Elections says they've never heard of that happening. They stop counting when they hit the legitimate amount of signatures. So she's got a write-in race. That Sandy Baudette is the clerk in Beaver Creek Township, and she's done some amazing things. She's helped hand go through all of our books. Just to give you an update, when we came into office, Beaver Creek Township was off over $300,000 on the reconciliations, and we had a treasurer that was incompetent, couldn't do his job. Her and I worked for about 6-7 months to get him to either be removed. He ended up resigning in the end. And then the two of us had to do a 5-year history of and recollection on the accounts. Accountants wanted $120,000, and instead of doing that on our small township, And just to give you a reference, I mean, our township budget is under $500,000, and our fire department budget's under $500,000. So $120,000 is a lot of money.
Sure.
So we spent the next 7-8 months, actually I think it was just over a year in the end before the CPAs came in and took all our reconciliation issues that we found. We ended up getting our books back on for about $10,000. So this woman spent hundreds and hundreds of hours working on this on and above what is actually her job for as a clerk. So of all the endorsements that we made yesterday, that was a very important one. She got unanimous support and a standing ovation by the delegates for her work in there. And unfortunately, she's not on the ballot, but we've got to get her across the finish line to keep our election secure in the area.
Unbelievable that the clerk would kick her off the ballot because she turned in 11 signatures instead of 10.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, as you've done nomination forms in the past, yep. Generally there's a disqualification or two out of every 10 for some reason. And evidently she made sure as the clerk that everybody filled out properly and she had good electors to sign that for her. So if there would have been one disqualification, she wouldn't even be able to do that.
Sure.
But like I said, the Bureau of Elections, we talked to three different representatives on speakerphone with me and the staff in the office, and they said they've never heard of this. They've never removed anybody for that they're aware of even.
In addition to that, you guys also conducted some business for the Michigan 1st Congressional District.
We did. And as you know, we've had 24 counties of our 36 were disenfranchised by Rob Steele and Pete Hoekstra. And I say Rob Steele is he won the race for national committee man, but he is the one that I'm told from each of the members that were sitting on that panel that did the credentialing for the district caucus that did not allow the other counties to get into it. And, you know, I used to think Rob was a great guy until all of a sudden he kept the first district from even having a voice. So what we did is we went and put a recollection together, and we're putting a demand to state committee and to the Michigan Republican Party. Per our bylaws, their bylaws, and our county bylaws, nobody has the right to step over and impede who the representatives are. And what has happened in the first district is we removed Sue Aller as the district chair on January 18th by a vote. January 19th, MERS News article by Kyle Mullen, he took and reported that Aller is not going to dispute the results and indicated she would be stepping away from the chair position, and that's quote. State committee and Pete Hoekstra's crew has not allowed Dare Rendon to be involved in the district chair role at the state committee level, and Roxanne Dufert, which was the chair of Mackinac County, he has not allowed her to be a representative. So we have been sitting a representative short, and they've actually been taking Sue Aller as a vote since January 18th on their policy committee, and also for when they had the what I still call a sham meeting to elect Pete Hoekstra. She took representatives that she put in as proxies at that. And even though they didn't have very many votes there and they did not have a quorum, some of those people that they considered part of that were not legitimate members either. So what has happened is this week at the RNC, and that's where I'm headed right now. I'm going through the little communist town of Chicago where they don't want you to be able to defend yourself with your Second Amendment right. That's my next stop going through there right now. There was 54 delegates showed up, and I'm not sure how you can have a convention, a district caucus, that wasn't called by the district chair per our rules. But Pete Hoekstra and crew don't seem to run by the rules, and they don't even follow the bylaws within their meetings a lot. So what they did was said the 54 people that showed up in Grand Rapids had a caucus. We had 134 in Houghton Lake at the caucus called by our district chair. And I don't know if I gave you the numbers before on this, Randy, but there was 134 delegates in Houghton Lake that showed up for that caucus, and 134 delegates voted unanimously for Donald Trump to be our presidential candidate, and our three elector votes for the national convention to go to Donald Trump.
Sure.
And Bernadette Smith and Ralph Raybant also got the large majority of votes from the first district. Ralph got 120 votes for a national committee man, and Bernadette Smith got 113 votes for a national committee woman. District 4 also had their own convention, and I just spent a cup of coffee with Ken Beyer this morning discussing their issues down there, and it was very similar numbers there. And what I'm going to do is I'm meeting up with Bernadette Smith here in a little bit, and she is our national committee woman. If you take the 4th District and the 1st District numbers, she took over 50% of the votes in a three-way race. And she needs to be our representation at the National Committee at the RNC. So we're going to take and show here in the next few weeks and push for her to do that. We can show where the caucus in Grand Rapids was illegitimate, and the one in Houghton Lake for the 1st District, and then I believe down in Allegan or somewhere down that way, Ken had one for the 4th District. Those votes put her over the top. And she should be our national committee woman. So I'm going to be meeting with her here in about 2 hours at the RNC to discuss a little of that. But also on top of that, we were disenfranchised ourselves. Of the 134 credentialed delegates, I was the top vote getter for the 36 counties. I had 109 votes to be the top delegate at convention. You also had Katie Niss, which great Katie Niss. She's an amazing patriot over there in Traverse City. She had 102 votes, and Todd Smallenberg followed in with 92 votes. The three were the ones that were supposed to represent in Milwaukee this week for the 1st District. Instead, they took the 54 votes, and I believe Andrew Huff was the number one criminal that came out of that thing. I don't believe he showed up there, and they brought somebody else up, but those people got like 30 votes from the 1st District in comparison to our 100-plus votes for us.
Right.
So we've been disenfranchised horribly, and I'm hoping that we can move forward here. And I know we're not going to get our votes counted for the RNC, but we do need to get our representative vote for the RNC, which would be Bernadette Smith in there. Unfortunately, when we did the numbers, Ralph Raybant still would have lost by about 60 votes, but nowhere near what they were saying for Rob Steele.
Right, right. So basically, are you hoping to get in tonight as a guest, or has somebody offered you up a ticket, a way to get you into the convention?
I have. We've made some really good friendlies. We've got other states. Of course, I'm not getting a guest pass from Michigan, even though I sit on the state committee. I'm a member of the 1st District and a county chair. I have not been offered or given any chance of getting a guest pass from Michigan, but the great state of Iowa is asking me to come in as a guest.
And, oh, excellent. So
I will be in there tonight. It should be a great time. 100% behind Donald Trump and J.D. Vance for vice president, and I can't wait to hear them speak. Here we got some of our Michigan boys, like Kid Rock's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time tonight.
Well, do me a favor, like I did in Cleveland back in 2016. When you're on the floor with the Iowa caucus, make sure you bring a Sharpie with you, and get a couple guys to help you stand on a chair and get to the very top of the Michigan sign and put your name at the very top of the Michigan sign with a Sharpie. That's what I did in 2016. And have Pete Hoekstra and his thugs watch you do it. I want somebody to take a video of you doing it and give a nice wave to Pete Hoekstra.
Will
Stay
do.
Safe out there, brother. We'll let you go. Safe travels, and let us know how it goes there in Milwaukee.
Sounds good, Andy.
Thanks, Dan. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. After a stormy week, 27 Michigan beaches were either closed or under a contamination advisory due to high bacteria levels in the water as of Wednesday. Jeff Johnson, a public information officer with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, said the higher than normal levels of rainfall washed contaminants such as goose poo, gull poo, or sewage waste into lakes and streams, which increase the number of